Moving on to Chapter 2, the Rural Economy. Introduction to Rural Economy. Now I will like to skip the definition of, because I am sure you all will know like how the definition of rural system works, like activity, low density of rural areas. The major sectors remains agriculture, farming, lifestyle, and not to forget the assistant industries like handicraft, cottage industries, and so on and so forth. The most of the things have been family driven. So basically external factors like climate change, they are vulnerable to those kind of factors as well. Structures of rural economy. Primary sectors, there has there are multiple sectors like primary, secondary, tertiary, and family-based labors and community-driven resilience. Demographic characteristic of rural economies. So basically, if I have to say, the demographies is low population density, limited skilled labor. The population is aging because the youth usually they prefer migrating to urban areas. I know for a fact that there is also some kind of stigma, because if the youth is in rural, the chances of him getting married is very limited. So these are some of the stigmas of staying in rural areas. There has been a gender gap because most of the workforce, okay, has been pushed to urban areas. The impact is constrained in economic growth and diversification. Geographic factors shaping rural economies. Resource availability is a huge factor. Like they have so fertile land, climatic condition, it has favorable climates to boost farming. Isolation. Challenges in transportation and market access is also one of the most important areas which actually isolates the rural market. While there is isolation, there is also opportunities. So basically I'll say opportunities in tourism in scenic and cultural rich rural areas. I remember there has been a lot of potential in forest tourism as well. The areas of Kana, okay, which has been diversed in the rural areas. The local community is actually thriving from the tiger population, because from urban, okay, they want to get a getaway, and often in these kind of tourism also helps at sometimes. Challenges in rural economies. Rural economies has a lot of challenges like market. They have market vulnerability of over dependence on agriculture, single industries. If there will be an industry, there will be a single industry which will just go on. There is an infrastructure gap, migration trends, global competition, socio-economic inequalities like unequal resources, access to limited workforce and participation and things like that. Evolution of rural economies, pre-industrial era. Subsistence-based small communities focused on survival, self-sufficient, limited trade like barter systems, small-scale market. Key features, heavy reliance on agriculture, hunting, gathering, minimal surplus for external trade. Pre-industrial agricultural practice. Agricultural revolution impacts on rural economy. Increased productivity, like the new technique, which is actually helping the irrigation facilities. Surplus production. Slow transition. Foundation for growth. These are some of the revolutions which rural economies had witnessed in the recent years. And this is the caricature. This is the model, okay, which you can see how agriculture changes after industrial revolution. Industrial revolution and rural economies. there are various aspects of industrial revolution and backing to rural economies. Like, there has been a boosted agricultural productivity and commercialized farming, urbanization, migration to cities for industrial job left smaller rural areas with problem. I'll try to explain these issues. Usually when industrial revolution happened in India, so usually the jobs were created in particular markets. So these markets, okay, offers higher income. So basically there was a rural exodus and there has been a lot of people who are going to the urban areas, leaving the rural areas with children's, elderly people, and most of the female population. So usually the areas, okay, the integration of market has become very urban centric. So there has been a lot of challenges, okay, to the economic imbalance between urban and rural areas also. There was also over dependent of urban demands for rural goods as well. Globalization and rural economies. New opportunities, like this is my favorite topic, because the access to international market from be it agriculture, be it artisan products, okay, through Amazon, through Flipkarts, has been tremendous. Diversification into agriculture, agribusiness, tourism and export is actually increasing to a larger extent. Well, there is opportunity, there is also challenge. So usually global market fluctuation, small scale farmers struggling with large industrial competitors is also a lot of challenges. Global supply challenge chain. Rural areas supplying raw materials to urban centers is also one of the important aspects, because you will also understand that the rural areas is the epicenter of these products. So usually in urban areas, okay, which remains the building blocks or the global supply chains, but the procurement is happening from rural areas. So basically access to availability of resources, okay, and having a good connectivity from the urban centers, okay, actually creates a lot of sound rural economies. There has been a lot of development in rural economies. Just to name few, we have a lot of digital platforms which is providing access to the rural farmers or rural networks, okay, to enable access to global markets. E-commerce, now in this digital era, e-commerce is something which everyone knows, right? But do you know the mechanics of e-commerce? I'll just try to explain, which will actually give you a building block of how e-commerce things work. Usually there are urban centers, for example Mumbai. Now Mumbai is located with a lot of rural areas like Nasik, Malegaon. There would be other aspects also which is producing or which is enabling, which is having some of the other aspects, okay, which is not only giving product to Mumbai, but it is also giving access to e-commerce. Through e-commerce, it is also exporting. So this is one of the important areas how the rural economy is changing in the recent development. There has been a growth in renewable energies also, like wind, solar, biomass. Like I have mentioned in my previous topic, there has been a lot of change, because now even in rural areas, the municipal or the panchayat do not want to dump their waste in the open area, in the open landfills. So they are also wanting to treat their waste. Now how do we do that? We need people like you who can collaborate with these local leaders, local people, local communities, and even local policy makers. There is an urgent need to diversify. We actually need to move beyond the traditional agricultural product, and we should move to services like tourism, healthcare, even education, to a certain extent even manufacturing. Sustainability focus should be at the epicenter, like emphasis to global eco-friendly practices, and community development is also one of the important areas which can be focused. Key sectors in rural development. Like we all know, rural economies are supported by diverse sectors, by which is promoting their economic growth. I'll just try to give you an example. While agriculture remains the backbone of employing majority of the rural population, but the focus should also be on non-agricultural, I would say non-agribusiness, which can be handicraft, which can be tourism, which can be also manufacturing of various products and technologies. I'm sure there is a huge potential of IT professionals, okay, who are moving out from rural to urban in seek of job, right? So we should actually, okay, break this mindset of asking for job or pursuing job. Rather, we should create more holistic economy. Like the education should be more focused on job, rather job asking to job creation. And when this mindset will change, we will be able, okay, there is a higher need of integrating to a broader economic system, which I was just explaining to you. Now, everyone says that there has to be a collaboration between government and communities, which is vital to progress, right? But how will we achieve that? Who will bridge this gap? There, I would say, okay, there has been an entrepreneurship, okay, which actually enables these communities to come closer, okay, because, okay, most of the communities would not know how to approach a government. Even if you approach, how do you interact with them? How do you put, because there would be tons of problems. There would be, I'll just give you an example. Usually you may have some hundreds of problems. Okay, but when the government officials comes, you cannot directly tell them all these 100 problems, right? You need to address the key problems like the roads, the healthcare, or the finance which you need, right? You cannot just tell that the customers are not interested. So basically, you need to also know how to interact with these stakeholders, not only government, but also to your customers, or also to your bankers, or to your clients, or to your people who are providing you particular assets of some communities, of some products. Agriculture, backbone of rural development. So now this remains my favorite topic, because the major source of income of employment and food security comes from agriculture. That's why you call it as a primary role, right? The role remains crop productions. Now, there is an urgent need to transition from the traditional farming techniques to modern techniques, right? Obviously, which are sustainable. Organic farming is something which is in high demand. It is known as the most in product. So if you put anything with organic branding, automatically the value based increases, because now people do not want to use synthetic or something which is machine made, right? People are more averse now. This is the generation wherein you want to experience handmade products. Gone are the days when machine-made product used to have an upper edge. Now things are changing. Now we are going back to the age-old things wherein people, which is handcrafted things, are actually in high demand. It is also known, it is also referred as a high-value product, which offers additional opportunities. So, just to give an example, if you are creating an organic farming, which is not using any, just to give you an example, the organic farming which you are doing without using any chemicals, okay, will actually be treated as a high value product. Obviously, you cannot just say it, right? You need to follow certain process, you need to also promote it, you need to also collaborate with multiple stakeholders so that what you are doing on ground is also being communicated, or some, there is some authentication also. So I would also say, okay, there is an urgent need for the young generation to get into these kind of things, which actually not only not only educate the farming communities to go organic, but also to make ways how to go organic. What are the ways to go organic and how to promote it as well? Livestock farmings, agro-processing, like value-add products like fruits into jams, milk into cheese. Italy is one of the greatest example of how to make the milk into cheese. Reduces post-harvest losses and boost profitability. Encourages entrepreneurship in high value added products. Livestock farming in rural economies. Livestock farming has been an integral part of agriculture activity. I'm sure you all would know. The basic products like meat, cheese, milk, paneer, wool and more, okay, are the basic products, right? And economic benefit, like it also gives you employment, insurance and capital for farming for families. Integration into agro industries enhances economic value. Examples, there are a few examples like dairy processing, leather goods manufacturing. Livestock farming provide resilience against crop failures. Community-based livestock cooperative improve income and positive productivity as well. Agro-processing industry is very simple. It is processing a product which you are producing into a different product, like milk into paneer or cheese, grain into flour, or fruits into jams or juices. Now, you will say, what are the benefits? It's very simple, because it increases rural income. It also creates different employment opportunities. Because, okay, there would be a person who's producing a milk or who's generating a milk, and there would be another employment, okay, who's converting it into cheese or paneer or things like that. Initially, traditionally it was only the job of the rural economy was to produce milk and then transfer it to the urban centers. Now things are changing. Situation is changing. So now milk, okay, we are creating milk there, and from that milk we are creating the cheese in that environment only, which is actually also liked by the community. It also reduces wastes as it meets market demand. It also encourages rural entrepreneurship as well. Opportunities for entrepreneurs, entry into value-added market, and it also promotes export potential for rural products. Now this is the scenario wherein which will give you an idea about agro processing. Handicrafts in rural development. Cultural and economic significance. Product like weaving, pottery and woodworking is actually in high demands. It also represents local tradition and heritage. It preserves indigenous art forms and future generations. Employment generation. vital for women and marginalized communities. It relies on local availability of raw materials. It also reduces the key challenge of urban migration, which is actually offering local opportunities to these urban rural dwellers. High demand for authentic handmade goods in urban areas and international market is also a way. Okay, it's a global appeal to if I just wanted to sum it up. It also promotes cultural tourism and community pride. And these are some images of handicrafts in rural development. Cottage industry, small scale enterprises. From the name cottage industries, it's usually a home based or family run businesses, which is producing goods on a small scale. I'll just try to give you an example. A homemade soap or producing papad or candles, even garment and artisanal food products is also one of the some of the examples. There are various examples like adding income for families. It is also diversifying rural economy, and it also empowers women, because most of these initiatives are supported by for inclusive growth. Preservation of skills helps retain traditional craftsmanship. It encourages self-reliance and entrepreneurship, and it also provides opportunity for innovation and modernization. Now I would like to come to my favorite topic, the ecotourism, emerging sector, which is also known as the emerging tourism, emerging sector. So basically, rural areas, okay, they are filled with natural beauties, biodiversity, and also culture, which is very important, which pulls not only urban but also global tourists. I would also like to add here is the focus is on sustainable travel practice, which is promoting environmental conservation. And it should also add recently, okay, it should also add to safety. So now, okay, opportunities are eco-friendly accommodations, guided nature tour, cultural workshop for tourists, and adventure tourism with wildlife safaris. I'll just give an example. Now, wildlife safaris are increasing in India. If you want to compare wildlife safaris experience in India and in Africa, there is a huge difference, because in Africa, they are able to pull a lot of European and American clientele. Now you will be surprised to know the answer. It's not the only beauty. Obviously, when you talk about Africa, the kind of natural resources which you have in Africa is immense. But in India also, it has a diverse, it has a unique offering, right? When I say the tigers of India, you will not find tigers anywhere else, like the Indian tigers, the Bengal tigers, which you get. But the safety and the efficiency and the ways you make it feel, you need to make the people who are coming, okay, safe, is also most important aspect. Now the benefit remains, like, it adds to income generation. It is also environmental production, because if you are earning from there, okay, from that environmental, okay, obviously you will have to, you'll preserve the environmental aspect. It will be also local, because you know there is a bread and butter which is coming in, so you'll preserve the local traditions and culture as well, right? And it also attracts international tourists and it supports local economy. As you know, there are a lot of other benefits also, because it is an income generation factor. It also protects your environment, renewable energy in rural development. As you all know, okay, rural areas are rich with natural resources. Like it has sunlight, it has wind, it has biomass, it has even the waste which you have, okay, is actually solid, right? So now what are the opportunities? So solar power for irrigation and refrigeration, wind turbines for energy generation, bioenergy systems for clean cooking and heating. There are also small scale hydroelectric projects in hilly areas. There has been a lot of emphasis which has been given by all the stakeholders, including the governments, on the thrust of usage of renewable energy. Now, what are the impacts? It reduces dependency on fossil fuel, because if you go in the interiors, it's not fossil fuels are not only expensive, but is also environmental. It degrades the environment, right? So you need to create some or the other fuel option which not only supports the energy, supports agriculture and small scale industry activity. It also provides affordable, sustainable energy. It enhances resilience to energy shortages, which is one of the important points. Coming to rural market, manufacturing, a growing sector. It includes food processing, garment, furniture making, healthcare, education. Now, just to give you a benefit, it not only creates jobs, but it also boosts income levels. It reduces reliance on imported goods as well. Because if you'll try to create a rural manufacturing, if you'll try to create a product in rural areas, the resilience of importing, not only from urban areas, but also from the foreign soil, will actually reduce, right? It will also foster economic self-reliance. It will also encourage skill development and technology adoption. Integration into global supply chains. I will like to give you an example. When China, back in 1990s, when China was coming up with their global economic scale, so some of the people, they came in India. They also studied Indian market, what are the products they need, how do you package, because once you need. So this is the same thing which Indian farmers should also adopt, which Indian rural entrepreneurs should also adopt. They should also understand the culture. Improved infrastructure enables market access and growth. It supports community-based marketing initiatives as well. Cultural and economic value of traditional industries. Handicrafts and cotton industries preserve cultural heritage. It fosters economic dependence for rural artisans. It creates a bridge between traditional skills and modern market. Supported by NGOs, governments are very much essential for growth. Encourages cultural tourism and international trade. It also helps rural communities to build a unique identity in global market. Like I was giving example, you need to sell your identity. You need to sell, like India has an identity, right? India, if you go anywhere in the world, India has, you don't need to explain what India is. So when people knows India, okay, they will not know India as South India or North India or Maharashtra or Gujarat. They will only know India as India. So India has a unique ideology or unique picture which has been imprinted in the global people. So basically, okay, when you are using a product or when you are creating a product, you can also use the India's image, which would actually make, which will actually give an access to the global market. Like I told you, okay, it also should promote local pride and community cohesion. Diversification for economic resilience. Diversity beyond agriculture reduces economic vulnerability. it emerges its sectors like ecotourism, renewable energy, drive, rural marketing, rural manufacturing, adaptation to rural market trends, ensure sustainability. It reduces reliance on weather-dependent agriculture. So if there is a weather-prone area wherein you are unable to produce or produce a particular culture because of the weather, so you need to also create some kind of access. I'll just give you a unique example. Odisha, okay, which is a flood-prone area. Okay, so now what the government has done, the Odisha government has done, is they have created a kind of pond, okay, wherein they can do farmings, okay, when there is an excess water. Isn't it a great idea? So usually you need to also think of these kind of innovative ideas. Most of the governments are very, how do you say, they are very receptive to these kind of ideas. If you give some path-breaking ideas, now if there is a fish farming which you are creating within the community, so you will also have an access, okay, you will also get, you can also supply, or you can also get the fish food, okay, which is easily available in the rural areas. Now usually what is happening, the fish cultivation is mostly happening in Andhra Pradesh. So usually from MP, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and all these regions which is having a rice bran oil. So basically from the rice bran oil, the waste product of rice pellets usually is being shipped to Andhra Pradesh because it's been treated as the best seafood for the fish. Just wanted to give an idea why to ship it to Andhra Pradesh. You can also create a network, or you can also create a fish farming in these areas, okay, which will also help the farmers put their waste product, and the fish farmers, okay, can also get these kind of fish nutrients, okay, at a smaller age. It also enhances the rural areas' integration into national and global economies. Now, rural infrastructure. As you all know, without proper infrastructure, nothing can move, right? And infrastructure also forms backbone of rural economic growth and development. It includes several things, not only roads, n number of transportation, electricity, communication, market access, be it digital market share, be it banks, anything which you can think of in terms of access to infrastructure, you can call it. It is also crucial for improving quality of life and boosting rural productivity as well. Lack of infrastructure will actually isolate the rural economy. It will actually limit the access to markets and resources. Act as a catalyst for rural and entrepreneurship and innovation. It also enhances connectivity, reducing urban-rural disparity as well. Transportation and its role in rural economies. Well-maintained roads and bridges enable efficient movement of goods and services. Poor transportation increases business cost, because if you do not have a proper road, okay, the business cost, the cost of product, okay, to put from one end to another will actually increase, right? So it will actually reduce profitability. It actually, proper transportation facilitates access to healthcare, education and financial services as well. It reduces delays and spoilage of perishable goods like fruits and vegetables. You would also know that most 90% of your fruits and vegetables are produced in rural areas. So if you have a proper access, right of way, okay, for them to leave from rural to urban, so it will create a lot of access, okay, they will also get, because the most important factor is the in the perishable product is they can earn a more amount of money if the produce is the product are not damaged. So usually if you have produced, I'll just give an example, if you have produced 100 kgs of tomatoes, and if you are manage, if you manage to not spoil and put this perishable product in the plates of the customers, so the loss, okay, is not loss, but it actually it adds to value, because usually the normal aspect of perishable product is 50% of the value is damaged, specifically in transportation. So if a farmer produce 100 kgs of tomatoes, the last mile, at the last mile, he will only get 50%. So usually his profit is 50% reduced. So if he avoids, if he reduces this delay, his income rises. Encouragement to tourism also brings additional income to rural communities. Example, India's Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, which connects rural areas with all weather roads, is also one of the important aspects. It also improves transportation and fosters urban rural connectivity. See how you will encourage people to stay in rural when they have an access to urban market, but they can also enjoy their stay, okay, within their community as well, right? So if you can reach to a particular destination in within 2 hours, so you don't have to go, right? He can go in the morning within 2 hours, and he can come back by the evening. So usually his family, he stays in rural, his income is from the urban area, because he's having an urban integration. Connectivity and digital networks. Digital connectivity empowers rural entrepreneurship with access to global markets. Reliable mobile and internet networks enable e-commerce and online banking. Communication network enhance coordination with suppliers and customers, which is very important. It also increases, or rather I would say it facilitates in online sales, because usually what happens when you have an access to an online sales, you are more prone to using those networks. You can interact with your clients and your potential customers through online. What you achieve higher market access. And what happens with higher market access? You have higher customer base, so you can partner with a lot of people. You can partner, so basically you can also, there is also in this digital economy, okay, which is improving business efficiency, it is also bridging gaps between rural and urban economies. I'll just give you an example. When you are able to deal with your customers from urban areas or from global areas, from sitting from your home or office or industry in the rural areas, what happens? You can demand some access, okay, which you don't have. You can partner with some urban partners from your urban region, okay, which access to, because I'll just give you an example how the onion market, how the onion farmers have collaborated with Mumbai APMC markets. So usually the job of the onion producers from Lasalgaon near Nasik, what they have done, they have used the technology, okay, and they have an access because the roads from Mumbai and Nasik has improved vital. So in 3 hours flat, you can reach to Mumbai to Nasik, okay, and you can come back. So basically, if a person leaves home early morning, they can reach by the end of the night. So usually, even if you can do 3 to 4 times, you can meet your suppliers in Mumbai, okay, you can have more access to those markets, and there are some access because you cannot depend on agriculture is something which you don't get banks guarantee when you export. So usually you need some kind of agents or some kind of dependable who can buy your product and they can sell it. So usually this is a very best example which I can think of giving, which has reduced the gaps and it has bridged the information gaps between rural and urban.